So I'm going to get to our guest here, and he's probably wondering why I'm talking about immigration. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation. It's good to talk to you, Stephen Moore. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks. Great to be with you. And isn't it amazing that Beto is the front runner of the number?
That's what I was going to ask you.
What a sad tardy that is.
We've got
the skateboarder is going to skate into the White House, right?
We've got three leaders here in the Iowa caucus or Iowa poll, whatever. Joe Biden, he's kind of a known quantity. But then you have Sanders and O'Rourke. These are two people who have highly socialistic tendencies, if not admitted socialists. What? Compare the economy that we have right now with President Trump under what it would look like if one of those two individuals, Bernie Sanders or Beto, would take that mantle from him in 2020.
Well, look, I mean, in my book, Trumponomics, that, you know, just came out, we talk about the incredible turnaround in the economy. We've got just an economy that is firing on all cylinders with 7 million more workers than people to fill them, and wages are rising. We've got the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. I mean, what's not to like about this? The construction and manufacturing industries are booming. I am concerned about the stock market. My gosh, it's been on a huge, huge bear rally lately, and it's down another 300 points now. But I think the only thing that's really holding back the economy now are two things. We've got to get this trade dispute settled with China. We've got to make sure that they make the concessions that Trump is rightly demanding. And then the Fed is way is sucking the oxygen out of the economy. They cannot keep raising interest rates. It's doing real harm to the Trump expansion. And so that's my big worry right now.
So you talk about the China trade deal right now. Whose court is the ball in trying to get this done?
Trump isn't backing down here, nor should he. I mean, China's the bad actor here. They're the villain. They're the new evil empire on the planet. And Trump is right to call them out on their abusive trade practice. We're in an abusive relationship, right, with China. They cheat, they steal, they lie, and no president has done anything about it until finally, thank God, Donald Trump has come around and said, you know, we're not going to take this anymore from you. And I think he's exactly right. I applaud it. China's going to have to make these concessions. They should make them. They're very reasonable. And I think that's going to happen in the next 80 days. By the way, when that happens, the stock market's going to 30,000 on the Dow. It's going to be the biggest boom you ever saw. Yeah. But it's like pulling teeth to get the Chinese to, I mean, they really do. I've talked to our negotiators. They say one thing one day, they do the next, you know, exactly the opposite the next day. They are stealing $300 billion of our technologies every year. We saw what happened with the computer hack of our companies last week. I mean, we're engaged in cyber warfare against this guy, or they're engaged in cyber warfare against us. And thank God Trump is calling them out on this and saying, we're no longer going to allow you to engage in this kind of hostile behavior.
We're speaking with Stephen Moore with Heritage Foundation and a chief economist who really knows his stuff. Check out his book, Trumponomics. I got to ask you, so if Donald Trump were to do what other administrations have apparently done, which is kind of let the sleeping dog lie that is China, what would be at stake for him to not have really drawn the line against China to invoke this conversation that's causing some fluctuation right now in our economy?
They have to do two things. Number one, they have to stop stealing $300 billion a year from us. I mean, you can't have free trade with the country that steals, right?
Right.
And the second of all, the thing that they are going to absolutely have to do, that they must do, is they're going to have to open up their markets to us. I mean, they have such incredible barriers to American companies doing business in China. It is just a total outrage. And Trump is exactly right to call them out on this. And they're going to have to buy a lot more of our soybeans and our blue jeans and our bourbon and our all of the stuff that we make thousands and thousands of products, you know, at lower cost and for better productivity than they do. And look, I'm a free trader. I believe in free trade, but you can't have free trade with a country that is such a one-sided relationship where, as I said, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship, you get out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's something that kind of applies too to this conversation that we're going to ultimately find out Friday what's going to happen with the government shutdown. President Trump has drawn the hard line there too with Democrats saying
He's right too. I was there on the campaign trail with him. You know, I was a senior economic advisor. Every speech he gave, he said, build the wall.
Yeah.
Americans want that wall built. Isn't it ironic, by the way, that in a $1 trillion spending bill that spends money, and we're spending more money on, you know, food stamps to illegal immigrants than on building the wall. I mean, I just think it's ironic. The only thing the Democrats and the entire don't want to spend money on is the wall.
Yeah. You know, is it what's the implication of a government shutdown on the economy, on the people who...
Zero implication for the economy. I mean, it would be over a holiday weekend. It would only some of the non-essential workers wouldn't go to work. We can get this out. But, I mean, you know, I think Trump either now or next year has got to pick a fight with the Democrats and say, you know, your immigration solution. What's their immigration solution? Catch and release, sanctuary cities, get rid of the Border Patrol. I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah, it sure is. It's good to see somebody who's willing to stand up against it.
Ran on this. He has a mandate from the voters. He said, you elect me president, I'm going to build the wall, and the voters voted him in, and now the Democrats don't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, he's doing the right thing by standing up. I wanted to ask you, your question, if
and
you have
it. I'm very pro-immigrant. I mean, I want to get the ball built. I want the secure border so we can let in the immigrants who want to work for us and be you know, productive American citizens.
Do you have an opinion on President Trump's pick of Mick Mulvaney to be his chief of staff?
I love Mick Mulvaney. I love the guy. He's perfect for that. He's got to be able to say no to Trump, because I love Trump. I work for him. I admire him. But he needs somebody who could say, Mr. President, you can't do this or you can't do that. He needs a traffic cop, and I think Mulvaney would be awesome at that.
Well, that's exciting to hear for sure. Well, Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation, author of Trumponomics, certainly a good opportunity to grab that for a Christmas gift. Read it yourself and then give it to someone else. That's a twofer. That's what I would do.
Well, if I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a great one. And it's been fun being on your show in 2018. Let's do it in 2019.
I'm looking forward to it. Stephen Moore, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.